What Nick Cummins actually looks like is a photo of everyone's dad from the 60s or 70s.
I'm not being crass, but he has an erection. There's wood.
Why did you have to take it there?
But it's true.
In the back of my mind, I've got Mum chirping away going, make sure you find yourself a nice Sheila. Let's go.
Okay. Let's do it. This is a Tuesday episode, which means it's a deep dive into our thoughts on the week that was.
So coming up really, really soon is our chat with Kira Maguire. You all know who she is.
Former Bachelor contestant, and then she ended up on Bachelor in Paradise.
She's a cracker of a chick.
She tells it how it is, and we get her insights on what life is really like in the Bachelor Mansion.
Yes, all the producer gossip, how they manipulate the girls, if at all they do, Sarah.
And we have a few suspicions that I think Kira's going to prove right. Okay, let's go to the Love Quadrant first. This is, of course, is our very comprehensive whiteboard, sort of at a grade 5 level of charting, where we've mapped out all the remaining girls' noggins, and we're putting them as...
Well, they're laminated magnets. They're absolutely magnificent. And we're charting them based on high chemistry, low chemistry, whether Nick is really into them or whether they're being kept around as a producer's pick. So first off, Sarah, we've got to take off the two eliminated contestants since last week. So what's her name?
Tennille.
Tennille is gone and so is Deanna. So,
We've got Deanna was in the friend zone. Now she's
off the board entirely.
She's out. I'm just going to put them in the bin.
Let's start with Brooke, because Brooke was in our number one posse. Mm-hmm. She was right at the top in high chemistry and Nick's pick.
I'm going to move her down. I'm going to move her down a little bit over. I'm going to usurp her with Brit.
Okay, you've got Brit in top posse now.
And then given the teaser for for Wednesday's episode, getting ahead of myself, is
Cass.
Him on a single date with Cass and whisking Cass over his shoulders.
I don't think it can move her until we see the episode. A centimetre. I'm going to bring Dasha down. I think there's still a lot of chemistry there, but I don't think she's top of the board. She's not beating Brit at this point.
I'm going to move Emily into friend zone. Nothing's happening
and
then.
And I am moving Jamie Lee well and truly almost off the board into the friend zone, because she is the next to go. She only stayed in last Thursday because what's-her-face walked herself out. So
Sophie, I think Nick likes her. They had a bit of a pash on the couch and he gave her some avos, which is certainly a love language.
Yes.
But I don't know if the chemistry's that high. So
yeah, I reckon Shannon and Steph are still on the same latitude of the Love Quadrant.
All right. So as it currently stands, our top three would be Brit, Brooke and
Cass.
That's where we're at. All right.
Love Quadrant over and out. Here is Kira.
Hello.
Kira. Hey, it's Liz and Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are we still okay to chat with you now?
Yeah. All good. I've just finished watching The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you didn't watch it last night?
No, I was out having a good time, girls.
You're living your life. So what did you think of the episode?
Oh my God, how degrading having that guy. Like, seriously, you need a psychoanalyze me? Are you kidding me, mate?
Oh, you mean the FBI, the human lie detector?
I thought you were talking about the honey badger. What do you think about Nick?
Oh, what do I think about him? If I could understand the guy, I'd probably like him a little bit better. But no, I think he's a really nice guy. I think he's genuine, down to earth, but you can definitely tell when he's not interested in someone, those expressions on his face.
Yeah, I reckon you can read it too.
And you can tell very quickly who he friend zones, can't you?
100%. Like, obviously, you know, when they go in for a kiss, he's like, nah. And he's like, uses the excuses, I've already kissed a few girls. No, mate, you're not interested. We all know what's going down, you know?
Yes, as soon as he starts hugging them and rocking from side to side like they're a toddler, you're like, you are out.
There's been a few of those now. So
let's talk about last night's episode. So last night's episode that was the big secret was dropped that Brooke has had relationships with a couple of women. Now, you have been in the Bachelor house. You know how it works. Liz and I have both watched Unreal, and we have a sneaking suspicion that Brooke would have been kind of manipulated to revealing that personal information on the show. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I think that, you know, these situations when they go on group dates are, they have intentions behind them. Like, obviously, you want to bring out someone's vulnerable side. And I think that's where that came in. I think that they knew that they had to pull some you know, they were clutching on straws, obviously. They've got the Mean Girls out now, so they just want to get as much drama as possible. When it came to Brooke coming out with it, definitely was produced. 100%.
So let's talk about the producers, Kira, because, you know, from my understanding of watching Unreal, girls are allocated a producer that they become very, very chummy with. Is that how it plays out in the Bachelor Mansion in Australia?
Look, I mean, it is similar, but when I was on the show, I had a few different producers. It's all circumstantial, and it just depends, like, because they all have their different shifts. So you're not dedicated to one person. It's just who can get the best responses from you. It's like anything. It's like when you have a partner, like who gets along better, who can you have better banter with. Mm-hmm. It's they just try to find who can actually get the better responses or who can make that person react. So it's not that they have bets. So I don't really know what happens on the payroll side of things, but I definitely feel like they just go, okay, Dean, for example, got a really good response out of Kira. Let's keep him with her.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Okay. So it's who gels the most and because I mean, you were obviously, you know, a hot favorite in the sense of, you know, your pieces to camera were outstanding for viewers.
Well, because they were so dry.
Yes.
I am really dry, actually, but I'm a bit of a joker as well. So it's hard to, you know, see that over TV. So yeah, I am very dry.
Those times when you have to do a piece to camera where we see the girls talking straight to a producer or straight into the camera, how many times a day are you called aside as a contestant in the house to do that?
Okay, so basically the Voxies, we call them, are basically based around what's happened that week. So if there's a situation which has happened, they'll pretty much do a list of questions and then they sit you in there and they do an interview with you, and it's only the girls that are relevant. So you'll wake up and they'll be like, all right, Kira, you've got an interview at 3 p.m. and then like Cass or whoever, you're at 2:30 and 1:30. So they'll sit you in there for an hour and talk about everything that's happened. So when you're actually in there, you actually get an idea of what's going to happen and play out throughout that episode.
Right.
Every week you're in there, they're the episodes that they put together.
Right, because we can see when we watch it back, even as lay people, that the editing chops and changes so much. So we can tell when a contestant has said something, you know, wearing the same outfit on one episode that they wore and did pieces to camera with three episodes ago. So the editing is, you know, it's a bit skew if you know what to look for, right?
100%. And look, and that's what, you know, they have to do that because they need to make the show entertaining as well. And that's where it kind of comes, you know, like there's certain things that you can really read into, and then there's things that you can kind of go, oh, yeah, but you can tell that they're entertaining if you're really going to watch it that closely.
Yeah.
But then you can't put words into people's mouths. You know what I mean?
If you've said it, well, yeah, there's no taking it back. Kira, are there girls, you know, we see girls in the house at the moment, like maybe Shannon, like Sophie, like there's
Dasha,
another girl
that are kind of behind the
They're not getting the prime time yet. Are there girls, like in your season, were there girls that just weren't the hot favourites with the producers? Are they sort of ignored on set? Are they, how does that work?
So what actually happens is, like, these girls have gone into, like, you know, your auditions and they show this person. What actually happens is when you go into the house, these girls get so freaked out and they're so stressed out about how they're going to be portrayed, they actually start to hold back. And then what happens is they don't get any airtime. And a lot of the time these girls are going on the show to, like, if you don't fall in love, you want to get something out of it. You know what I mean? You don't just go on reality TV to find love. You got to think about, okay, what's my backup plan? You got to have a backup plan. So I think that these girls go onto these shows and they, like, say that they're someone, and then when it comes to the crunch, they don't actually give that attitude because they're like, I don't want to say that. And then if you're not saying the right thing or you're not upfront, you're not going to get any airtime.
So it's a
catch
22.
That's why you're not seeing these girls, because they're probably being fake.
They're not giving anything.
Oh, I thought maybe they were being held back because they're the ones who are going to end up being in the top three or something.
No, look, they'll play anybody. They just need good content. The show, it's an entertainment program. Like, it needs to be entertaining. And if you're just going, oh, yeah, that was great.
And
like, they're not going to... put you on, are
they? Do the head honchos and the producers sort of give them a bit like, girls, you're boring, you've got to give us something? Do they sort of get a little bit aggro in a sense and scare them a bit?
No, they don't, because they've got enough to work with. You've got 23 girls. The producers, for me and in my experience, I loved them.
Yeah, okay.
I used to always have a laugh with them. Like, they're, obviously, it's different personalities. Like, some people are really sensitive and they take things really personal, but at the end of the day, if you're on a reality TV show, you do have an obligation to be honest. It is reality. If you're not saying how you feel and you're not being genuine, then you're being fake. And okay. I think that, for me, there's a fine line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So just before you said the producers can't put words in, you know, their mouths, but can they put clothes on their bodies? Like, do you have to wear what you're told? Because when, bless her, little Tennille, who was in that, Zorba ball and she was wearing togs that went like, G-string right, and then side boom. And all the girls were in those togs. Do you get a choice? Like, I would like to wear a rashy and board shorts. Would you? Is that an option?
Bloody funny. I can't. Okay, so look, obviously, you know, it is a reality TV show, and if you got a good butt, you got to wear the look, I mean, I don't know, it's hard. I guess you don't have to do it. Like, when I went on my leg date and we had to wear this ugly 60s activewear, I was like, no. And I was like, putting up, I had a fight with the stylist about it. But I ended up wearing half and half because I'm like, no, I'm not wearing that. I don't want to look like a complete idiot.
Yeah, right.
I think it just depends who you are as a person. You can really go, no, I'm not wearing it. And then,
but there is a stylist.
When you do that, though, like, all the other girls are like, oh my God, you're such a whinger. And it's really hard to explain. Like, if you're not a team player, they will come, like, I got it all the time. Like, if I found the show quite degrading as a woman.
So difficult to be assertive in a situation on set like that?
Yeah, 100%, because you got the pressure from everyone looking at you going, oh my God, why are you making it difficult? Just do it.
Just do what you're told.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Who was your bachelor on your year again, Kira? I can remember you. I can't remember.
Together. Look, I don't blame you for not remembering him, but old Richie.
Oh, Richie. That's right. Okay, so
God,
Kira.
That's right.
Kira, what happens to the girls? Because, I mean, look, sometimes you just meet someone and you know instantaneously, that they're not your person. You either dead set aren't attracted to them or you're just not into who they are. So what happens in that situation? Can you just bail and just be like, thanks, but no thanks? Or would you push through and just pretend for the cameras?
Did you pretend with Richie?
I think that for me, it's really hard because remember you are in this fairy tale land. You kind of get caught up in, and unfortunately it's not a competition, but you do get, like, I have a very competitive streak. You do get caught up in the whole, oh man, I'm gonna beat you. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately that's what happens because.
But you weren't into Richie.
To be honest with you, I did like him a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I did like him. I think that. For me, he did have some qualities. Like, he was quite adventurous and he was a nice guy. And I always go, I think it's always interesting to, you know, did you see who I just dated? Like, I think that you've got to kind of sometimes go for the nice guy.
Yeah, but he was a nice guy.
Was.
I mean, it's a bummer
him.
That you guys aren't together anymore. But he did seem like a nice guy. Oh, and I think you're a funny lady. So, sorry.
He was talking about Sarah.
Sorry. Whoops. Sorry. I'm here for you, Kira. That's what I'm saying. I'm here for you. I'm here if you need. Now, can we talk about life in the mansion when the cameras are off? Because, you know, all the three mean girls, Romy, Kat and Alicia, who was just a quasi-narrator, really, let's be honest. She, quasi-narrator.
Like, she,
you know, they can only pay Osher so much money, right? So they just get somebody who's good with words.
Did you say she was a paid actor?
Well, Romy was a paid actor, right?
No, she wasn't. She's just saying that because, like, if you're a paid actor, you sign a confidentiality agreement and there's no way that you'd be able to get away with that. You get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
That actually doesn't happen. That's
right. But she,
if someone is an actor, they'll be like, oh, great. Like, you know, and then there's people that want to get fame, so they'll do whatever it takes. So you've got the Elizas of the world and that chick that was, like, dancing. Like, those people just want attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'll do whatever they want because they'll be like, you know, I want to be remembered.
So when with those
girls, when those mean girls were voted out, they said on last night's episode, oh, gosh, it's great. I don't feel like we're walking on eggshells. What's the dynamic like in the Bachelor Mansion with all those women? I mean, I'm guessing all your cycles start syncing up.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I mean, it's pretty intense. Can I tell you in my season? So those girls were mean girls and they were bullying, they were ganging up on people. But I was the complete opposite because I was so outspoken. When the cameras were off, the girls were mean to me. Like, I was actually bullied, and I'm not even joking. I was in a bedroom with eight girls, and after I kind of stood up for myself on camera towards Eliza, I had this, like, how dare you call me this, and I was, like, standing up for myself. They all moved out of my room, and I was in one room by myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, they and then they played me as the villain, whereas I actually was the one who was being bullied. Do you know what I mean? So the cameras are so, like, when it's off, it's so different, the dynamic. And I tried to show the producer, I'm like, everyone's left my room. Like, that's not fair.
And so do the producers have any kind of input when that behaviour's happening? Like, what would have been going on when Kat and Romy were, you know, doing their mean girl behaviour on camera and off, I'm assuming? Would the producers ever step in? I mean, what happened in your situation?
I think, because I never really used to, like, go on about it too much. I'm pretty tough, so I'll be like, whatever, you know. And then, I don't know, they didn't really, like, I mean, they do have they have someone there if you want to talk to them. But I'm pretty, like, nah, resilient. I don't need any. Mm. Yeah, I'm really resilient.
Hey, Kira, how much alcohol are you plied with during the rose ceremonies and the cocktails and all of that?
So you're only allowed one drink an hour or, like, eight standard drinks.
But, like, if you start from breakfast, that's a big day.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is still so funny. So, like, you're only allowed a total of eight drinks for a whole day.
Okay.
So they restrict you and then they cut you off.
I'd
be maggot. I mean, I think you can tell at some rose ceremonies, girls have got, like, bright red eyes that are hanging out their head. They're at their eight-drink limit.
Yeah, no. I think they're obviously they have to be very careful. So they're very good. They don't make you get drunk.
Yeah.
They don't pressure anyone to do anything. Like, literally what you see are these, like, everything is your choice. They pretty much just let you go. And all the producers do will set up situations that's obviously going to make you either crack or when you're really good at it, excel.
Excel.
No, is it so awkward when you have to kiss someone and there's a whole camera crew around you?
Oh, my God, babe, it's so awkward. You'll never understand how awkward it is. I just think that, like you said, you feel pressured. You're like, okay, I don't want to kiss you right now. It's not the right time. But I'm feeling like if I don't kiss you, I've, like, all of this work that they've put in, like, they've set up all the picnic. There's all these cameras.
Yeah, right.
So obligated and so much pressure.
You don't want to. It's like if you just shake hands, that doesn't have the same feeling, does it?
Let's round it out.
Okay, great. Nice chat. Nice chat. Yep.
Let's round it out with two things that I'd like to know. First of all, have a think about who your top three for this season is going to be. Yeah. And also, I wanted to know from you, Kira, do you have any regrets? Would you do this all over again? Are you happy with what's come out of it for you since you've been such a, such a star on reality TV?
Look, I'm so grateful. I think that obviously at the time I was like, oh my God, I wish I kind of handled it differently, but you can't focus on what's happened in the past. You can't, like, get too caught up in it. I'm so grateful for where I am. And yeah, I'm very happy with my life, and everything that's happened is obviously meant to have happened. So yes, no, I don't regret it. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't change anything. And the top three girls that I am going for is obviously the standouts. I think Brooke is going to be the next Nikki Gergen. Going to get a heartbroken.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
Cass is going to probably come third or fourth. She'll be in the top five.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah, okay. Hang on. Yep, say your first one.
Yeah, and then what's the... Brittany is going to win.
I'm
glad you've said Cass in the top three, because I think the producers and the editors are painting her out to be, that whole stage five clinger, whereas I think that there is
Sarah
a significant history
a
there. There is a connection. Mm. He's downplaying it. I don't think Cass will be the last woman standing, but
I think
there's more there.
Palpable. Hey, Kira, would you do a Batch in Paradise again?
No, look, to be honest with you, no, I don't think so.
What if Kat and Romy were in there? You've got to give them some. You've got to go back in for us if they're in it.
You know what? If they were on there and I was like to get a phone call from the producers, I'd just go in there to set the shit straight. You know what I mean?
Yes. Can you please?
I would just be like, hey, guys, I'm not here to do it. I'm just here to fuck shit up. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Also, right, finally, just quickly, the new trailer for the Bachelorette aired last night with Ali Utgin. How I say her name?
Why aren't you it?
Oh, because obviously I had a boyfriend when they were casting The Bachelorette.
Oh, bloody!
Already being produced and filmed. Stop. And I love the ad. I'm like, I didn't know a girl could sing.
Yeah, what do you think?
Is that her singing?
Yeah, it's her voice.
Shut up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, because she's got a really gravelly voice.
She is an actor and a singer. Her past is acting and singing.
Is she?
So, yeah.
How do you think she'll be as The Bachelorette? You know, we've just come off from Sophie Monk. How do you think Ali will represent?
Look, the casting at Warner Brothers are very good at what they do, right? Mm-hmm. So I think for me, like, it doesn't matter who the Bachelorette or Bachelor is, as long as you got a good bunch of guys or girls. Like, remember my season? Richie was a dud and, like, you know, you still watched. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's all the other characters.
Just for real, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched for you, Kira, that season.
There's enough people going around to make it work, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a joy to talk to.
Well, maybe we could touch base with you again closer to the final episodes, because I think you're a fountain of knowledge.
You are.
I feel like we can see how we go for it. Like, yeah, I definitely think Brooke's going to come in second. So, guys, get prepared.
All right, okay. You said it. You heard it here first.
We've
Thanks
heard it
so
here.
So much, Kira.
You're a legend.
All right, ladies, okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye. Seelies, I knew that us binge watching all four seasons of Unreal would prove handy.
It's paid off.
I tell you what, this season of The Bachelor, yes. I feel like we are both picking up holes left, right, and centre.
I want to keep chatting to people along those lines on our Tuesday podcast. Mm. So stay tuned
who's going to happen
next week. Are we going to tell you who's going to be on next week?
Okay, guys.
It is Heather Maltman. We are chatting to Heather. Mm-hmm. She was in Sam Wood. She made it to home dates. She made it, I believe, to the top three, final three. Mm. We are talking to Heather Maltman for next Tuesday's potty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sam, of course, ended up with Schnezana.
But I expect Heather's
not doing his 28 by Sam program.
She has a lot to say. We're going to be asking her about the process of falling in love in front of cameras. Is that real? Oh. Were her feelings legit?
So awkward.
We're going to hear it from her.
Cannot wait.
See you guys.
Bye.
Can't get enough of those two girls. Download the Catch Up now on the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.
Tickety boo, off she goes home.